So Director Klinkert, it is your call either way. I don't have a position one way or the other.
I move that we expire this license.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
To me, the marijuana store applied for a permit at the same place, so it seems obvious that the store's not even there.
Okay. Any other discussion? Then let's vote. Anyone opposed to the motion? And the motion is to let it expire. Or that we expire. Not let it expire. We expire. Okay, I have a motion to expire the license. Anyone opposed? Seeing, hearing none, the motion is carried. I am now going to do something that only the chair can do. I'm going to declare a short break. Let's take 15 minutes. Okay, time's up. Can I have my group reassembled? Now, in looking through the agenda, there's a lot of issues that I'm going to be just reading through, but there's one substantive issue that I wanted to take up next, if you don't mind. Allow me to go a little bit out of sequence, and that's tab 22. It's under public hearings objections, and this is Cape Fox Lodge. Again, it's tab 22.
Okay.
Director, and you don't have to read the references. Just go right to the chase here.
All right, just do the...
Yeah, what the background and the recommendation.
All right, thank you. My voice and your time. Some of the background is that these are two new applications for a package store and a beverage dispensary license from Cape Fox Lodge, LLC.
Okay, we have some visitors from Saxman. Would you introduce yourself?
Thank you for having us. I'm Tim Lewis, the Commercial Operations Manager for Cape Fox.
Frank Saluto, Mayor of Saxman.
Okay. Who's first?
So I think there was some confusion when we processed the application. Saxman received a call from the borough saying it was actually their jurisdiction to approve this license. So Saxman never sent the resolution that they had to approve it. That's why Frank's here with us today. There was a resolution by the city of Saxman that there's no law against these licenses. We understand that there's one protest on the table from the organized village of Saxman, which is a tribe, and that's why we're here.
Okay, what's the difference? Give us geography lesson. What's the difference between the tribe and the village?
So we were just talking about that, actually, because that's a little confusing to us as well. So I represent the Native Corporation in Saxman. Frank is the mayor of the city council in Saxman. And then there's the Saxman IRA, which represents the tribe. And that role is also confusing to me. So this is the first time that... they protest a lot of things that we do, but this is the first time we've actually had to come down to going back and forth with them. So,
well, their letterhead said they're the organized village of Saxon.
Correct. I believe they just got that status this year. Correct.
No, they've had it for years.
Okay. Again, I don't know what that means. We're lost with that as well.
Okay. And Lee Wallace puts himself out as IRA council president?
He is the IRA council president, yes, sir.
Okay. And there, do we have anything on our records that say that that's a dry organization or a dry village?
I can give a little background of what process we've taken. So we've been working with, actually I've talked to Carrie several times and John, and we've actually been transferring many licenses over the last 6 months, and we actually have another one coming up on the next board meeting. So what we did was we realized that there was two open licenses in Saxman because they had never been able to pass the local option vote or block them. The last vote was in 92 and it got denied. It did not pass. And so these licenses were held just out there in the open for anybody to apply for. That is why we're here today applying for them. So what we did, because we knew this process was going to be a touchy subject with the elders of our community who we respect dearly, we held a public informational meeting for people to come out and answer questions in the community. that night, the VPSO actually invited the state troopers there that night, and the troopers were able to clarify to the elders that thought it was a dry community that it wasn't, and what the differences were. We had about 50 people show up to that first initial meeting, and there's about 6 to 7 people that have openly protested this through social media and that meeting, and then we obviously had supporters as well in those meetings. The next night, we took it to a vote with the city of Saxman, to see if there was a law that was stopping us from doing this. And that vote, they postponed that to go back and find out what had happened over the years and why they thought this. So they did that, and that's when they uncovered the vote in 87 and the vote in 92, where both of those failed to block liquor in the city of Saxman. And the organized village of Saxman, the three members that are on that letter, decided that they were going to protest this license against us, so that's why we're here today.
Okay, like everybody else, or like you guys as well, when we first read it, it looked like it was a dry community.
Correct.
So it's a slam dunk, no problem.
Correct.
Okay, now I understand.
John actually went back and pulled AMCO's records, and what is on file, I believe, is that 92 date of the last vote.
Last vote.
Yeah, that's what the city clerk in Saxman gave us. She had spoken to him.
So, through the chair, just to clarify on the document from the organized village of Saxman, the whereas the city of Saxman had a local option election, the 1987 and the 1992, the wording is a little bit unclear. So those votes were not in favor of adopting local option, correct? So it did not, it left things open for
correct.
Licensing.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Thank you. The wording is a little bit different in that document. That's slightly confusing. So thank you for that.
I'll hold my comments on that one.
If you hold them, you're done, because this is the only opportunity you can have to make a comment.
No, I'm assuming that the wording on that was made to be confusing and not clear.
Oh, so okay.
It's clear, right. If you go to the city administrator who pulled the records from the council meetings, it's very clear that those options failed to block liquor.
Okay. Now, for the director, we have pending city of Saxman. What is necessary to get that moving forward?
Yes, Chairman, it looks like we're looking for approvals from the fire marshal. We're pending them from DEC, the Department of Environmental Conservation.
No, I was specifically talking about pending city of Saxman.
Oh, pending, yeah. Just
for their waiver protest.
Are we waiting for their
their waiver.
Their waiver.
We're waiting for their decision.
Okay, so we have not received that yet,
so
but that's all.
That's where I was getting. What has to happen locally for us to get approval from Saxman?
We were told that was not their right, that it was the borough's right, and that is why they have not sent you their paperwork yet, and that also why the mayor's with me today.
So what we had did, going through the borough clerk and the city clerk had met, and through our ordinances and policies, we didn't have anything legally to authorize an opinion on it. So the borough took it up through their process, and then the city clerk, the borough clerk, had recommend that we put something in our in place for when it comes up for renewal.
Future.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Gary, what are we waiting for?
So, in regards to the city of Saxman, what we can do, since we already have the no protest from the borough, there's a 60-day deadline where the local governing bodies have to issue a protest or to send a wave of protest. So we can wait out that 60 days. I don't know what that deadline is right now. I'd have to find that out. And then if we don't get an answer, then the city of Saxman doesn't get the chance to, protest it if they wanted to. So then it's technically an approval. And then we're just waiting for the fire marshal.
Okay. Let's put this in. Actually, we have fire marshal. We're waiting for DEC. But, no, that's okay. All right. In the case of 5868 Dockside Gallery, a package store in Saxman, new license, and 5869 Beverage Dispensary, again, new license. Since we are waiting for Department of Environmental Conservation, I will entertain a motion to approve with delegation.
Motion to approve with delegation.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you. Any more discussion? Is there anyone opposed to this motion? Glenn, did you have a comment?
No, well, maybe just for personal confusion, clarification, through the chair. I missed your name, sir.
Frank.
Thank you for coming. So you're the mayor of the city of Saxman?
Yes.
Okay. Are you guys incorporated within the borough?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. Appreciate that clarification.
Okay. Can we vote? Anyone opposed? The motion is carried. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
You bet. Thanks for coming down. Appreciate that. You clarified a lot of questions. Okay. Now I'd like to get back to our sequence, which takes us back to tab 14. What we have before us are public hearings for protests. Now, we can entertain objections or municipalities and other governing bodies can enter a protest. The problem this board faces is when it gets a protest from a local governing body, it must hold a public hearing. So this, in the ensuing protests, is our public hearing. And I invite the public to come forward on any of these. But I'm going to read through them, and then we'll vote at the end. One of the things we do with these protests is, since we can't find them arbitrary, capricious, and unreasonable, we can uphold the protest with what is normally a 90-day abeyance. The difference is we usually go 120 days if indeed a special use permit is involved, recognizing that those are require more time. So the following are protests that we received, and I am suggesting that we uphold the protest with a 90-day abeyance, unless, as I note on the particular license, that 120 is applicable. So 4442 is McCarrion River Lodge. This is a renewal of a licensed restaurant eating place. And the Matsu Borough protests pending payment of review fees. 5837 is Nanvet Cafe. This is a restaurant eating place in Anchorage. This one, 120 days, because the municipal protest is based on need for a special use permit. Four Points by Sheridan Anchorage is license 5846. This is beverage dispensary tourism. And we're waiting on health department, public safety approval, and special land use permit. So again, 120 days. 5850 is Target Store T2371, package store in Anchorage, new license application. Waiting on background investigations and a special use permit, so 120-day abeyance is appropriate. The same with Target Store 2372, which is license 5851. Anchorage Senior Center is a new license application for a restaurant eating place. It's license 5857. The protest municipality is pending certification from the Anchorage Health Department and special land use permit, another 120 days. Lime Leaf is 5858. It's a restaurant eating place in Eagle River. It's a new license application. Background is pending, but also special use permit, so 120-day abeyance. And finally, Magnetic North Brewing Company is a new license application for a brewery in Anchorage. Once again, pending approval of a special land use permit, so 120 days is appropriate. I'll entertain a motion to uphold these protests with abeyance.
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Charlie. Any discussion? Let's vote. Anyone opposed? Motion carries. Okay. What happens if I finish this today?
We leave.
No.
We're good.
No. Here's the problem. We are on the record as saying we're going to meet both days, so we at least have to call the meeting to order tomorrow. That's at 9 o'clock. We have a couple of issues that we can hold off till then. For example, the hearing officer's decision. We can move that. Is there anything else that you'd like to see us move into the morning session?
What's on the regulations?
The only ones we have were
the combined tasting rooms.
Yes, and the one about petition, when you need a petition to move a license a mile.
What if we decide on restaurant or hotels offering free alcohol? Do we?
We still haven't.
That's still pending?
Yeah.
Okay. When are we talking about that?
When staff gets back together and gives us something
so
to.
So we're waiting for that. Yes. I didn't see it on here.
Yeah.
Did we make
I forgot to tell you, we have a new director.
Yeah, he's busy.
Okay. We will also, we are being asked to decide on some criminal history in executive session, so we can do that tomorrow morning, too.
So the only thing about that hotel thing, though, is how long does it put the hotel out of?
They're operating. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're doing their thing. It's a question of whether we want to set rules and restrictions. Okay, so I'm going to keep reading, and when I get to do all but that, we'll adjourn for the rest of the day. Let's pick up with tab 23, and what these are: security interest transfers, involuntary retransfers. And the first one is license 635, which is Serrano's in Anchorage. It's a beverage dispensary, transfer of ownership. And, look at that. We're waiting on the municipality of Anchorage, so this would be with delegation. The other is 2533 Viking Lounge, again a dispensary, this time in Juneau. And we're waiting on the city and borough of Juneau. Those are the two security interest. I'll entertain a motion to approve with delegation.
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Discussion? Anyone opposed? Those two are carried. We come now to tourism licenses. These are new and transfer applications. And it was a while ago that we decided we wanted to see all these tourism. Do we still want to see them separate?
Through the chair, it would be nice to see them in a more condensed format. but it is, I think, worthwhile for the board to see the licenses. But you know, we can streamline it a little bit.
Okay, I will make a promise to the board that I will work with.
How will you streamline it?
I mean, I can being a spreadsheet guy, I could see a list of licenses, all hotel tourism, number of rooms, you know, like basically checkbox, you know, that we're checking boxes literally on every license type to see if they fit and you know, without exception or with, I think, I mean, we can look right at it, take the entire slate and go yes or no. But we can see them individually just without the expansive volumes of paperwork associated with it. Through the chair, I think, well, for the, a lot of the tourism license renewals are unique in that they're fitting the, you know, number of rooms, does it serve the purpose, have they made expansions, you know, like these are all literal check boxes on the application. So those could be presented in a streamlined format where we can, we as a board can group these things and make kind of en masse decisions about them.
May I remind you that a previous administration suspected that these tourism licenses didn't meet room requirements, and so we split them out to take a look at them. And what we discovered somewhere along the line was that statement about didn't meet was misinterpreted because they did meet the room requirement at the time they were issued. They just didn't keep adding rooms as the population expanded. And whether or not there's a reason to break these out separately or we could just list them along with renewals is the question. I'll go over with staff and come back to you with an approach.
Thank you.
Question on that. I'm assuming that each one of these that are on here, the staff has kind of checked those boxes already, right?
Well, just take a look at the all the detail in the tab. It's so, thoroughly researched. Yeah.
If I may, this is Director Klinkhart. In both cases, the staff recommends approval of the transfer. But I do think that we could come up with something so that you also make sure that we're looking at the right things, because I think it's important to have that counterbalance and that check.
Thank you. Okay. 4236 is Hilton Garden Inn. It's a tourism beverage dispensary in Anchorage and waiting on the Muni. 4354 is Homewood Suites in Anchorage. Again, beverage dispensary tourism and waiting on Municipality of Anchorage. Appropriate here is move to approve with delegation.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Anyone opposed? Motion is carried. Okay, we come now to the delegated consent agenda. So if you guys will relax, I will read. 1050 is Simon and Seifert's. It's a beverage dispensary in Anchorage, waiting on municipality, waiting on Department of Labor and Department of Revenue and background investigation. 2275 Garcia's Cantina. This is a transfer of controlling interest of a beverage dispensary in Eagle River, waiting on municipality, waiting on background. 5480 is 907 Ale House and Grill. Beverage dispensary in Anchorage, transfer of controlling interest, waiting on Municipality of Anchorage, and waiting on Department of Labor, Department of Revenue, and background. 4849, Get and Go Liquor. This is a transfer of license application of a package store in Palmer, waiting on Department of Labor. This is an employment security notice of noncompliance. 5093 is Huna Beach House. This is a transfer of location and ownership, restaurant eating place in Huna, waiting on the City of Huna, waiting on Department of Labor and background investigation. 5859, Los Compadres. It's a Mexican restaurant in Kenai, new license application, and we're waiting on the Kenai Peninsula Borough. 5861, Bear Poor River Brewing Company. This is a brewery in Wasilla, a new license application. We're waiting on the City of Wasilla, the borough, Matsu Borough, Department of Environmental Conservation. 5877 is LAT 65 Brewing Company. This is a new license application for a brewery in Fairbanks. We're waiting on Fairbanks, waiting on City of Fairbanks and the North Star Borough, Department of Environmental Conservation and background investigations. Included with that is 5878, which is LAT 65, but a cider house. This is a winery in Fairbanks with all the same. 5879 is Black Spruce Fruit Project, new license application for a winery in Fairbanks, waiting on North Star Borough, DEC, and background. 5880 is Pizza Man. This is in the Eagle River Restaurant Eating Place, new license application, waiting on the Municipality of Anchorage and background. And 5884 is the Bering Sea Bar and Grill. This is a new license eating place in Nome, waiting on the City of Nome DEC Fire Marshal. That ends the delegated consent agenda. May I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve with delegation.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Sarah. Any discussion? Let's vote. Anyone opposed? Seeing and hearing none, motion is carried. Okay, next we come to tab 28, which is the consent agenda, and we have three common carrier licenses. 5875 is Saint Actinia. It's a new license application for a common carrier. 5876 is Saint Helena, also a vessel. And finally, 5885, and this is, I'm more comfortable with, it's Pen Air, and it's N462PA. It's a common carrier, a new license application. I'll take a motion to approve these.
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second. I have a question on this, though.
Go ahead.
Well, not on this particular, but these vessel licenses, what did we decide was going to be the thing that says, you know how we have fire, people go in there and make sure things up to code. So is it the Coast Guard, like, three-star program? What was it that we did? What is it? I can't remember. What did we decide was going to be regulating vessels to make sure they were in compliance?
Go ahead.
Hi, this is Carrie. Sarah, to answer your question, we do ask, they can either submit their certificate of compliance, the certification of their five-star rating. Yeah, that was the five-star from the Coast Guard, that which is a voluntary program, so they're not obligated to do that. But if they don't do that and they don't have, like, the certificate of compliance, they have to provide us something that shows that. And so if we had a question, staff would bring it to the board to review. So, yeah.
I have a motion and a second on approving these. Is any objection? Seeing and hearing none, the motion is carried. Okay, we come now to tourism licenses, and these are renewals, but the key is these are renewals with notice of violation in either 2018 or 2019. Are there any in that group that you'd like me to pull that goes clear through to tab 33? If not, I'll handle it as a consent agenda. Okay, seeing no objection to me moving forward, I will. License 45 is Michael's Restaurant in Soldotna. This is tourism. License 1161 is Totem Inn, City of Valdez, again, tourism. 1925 Windbreak Hotel, Cafe, Lounge, and Trout House. This is, again, tourism. And 4988 is Norton Sound Seafood House. That's at the municipal, at Anchorage Airport. So they're for tourism. And 5452 is the local. That's Fairbanks North Star Borough. That concludes this group. I'll entertain a motion to approve these.
Motion to approve.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Charlie. Discussion? Let's vote. Anyone opposed? Seeing and hearing none, motion is carried. Okay, the rest of the tourism renewals. I can do this. It's like four pages, but I can do this. 175 is Breakwater Inn, Restaurant and Lounge. It's tourism in Juneau. 177 is Breeze Inn, Joris Mittenbergs. This is a tourism in Seward. Got it. 442, Glacier Bear Lodge, tourism in Yucatan. 518, the Landing Hotel, Restaurant in Jeremiah's, tourism in Ketchikan. 5536 is the Howling Dog Saloon in Fairbanks. 553 is Indian House in Indian within the municipality of Anchorage. 555 is Inlet View Restaurant and Bar. This is in the Nilchik. 1840 is Annabelle's Famous Keg and Chowder House in Ketchikan. 2147 is the Dine and Soldata. 2541 is Juneau Airport Travel Lodge in Juneau. 2633 Lynx Creek Pizza in Denali. 2993 is the Upper Deck in Kenai. 3447 is Zitzmark Bar and Grill in Girdwood. 3660 is King Salmon Restaurant, Denali Princess Lodge in Denali. 3824 Frontier Suites Hotel in Juneau. 3945 is the Anchorage Marriott Hotel in Anchorage. 4206 Copper River Princess Wilderness Lodge in Copper Center. 4230 Old Cannery Bar in Anchorage. 4403 Humpy's Great Alaskan Ale House in the airport in Anchorage. 4593 McKinley Princess Wilderness Lodge in Denali. 4972 McKinley Princess The Hangar in Denali. 4987 Humpy's Great Alaskan Ale House. This is again in the airport in Anchorage. 5164 the Westmark Inn in Skagway. 5258 McKinley Princess Wilderness Lodge in Denali. 5290 is Katmai Lodge in King Salmon. 5320 is Norton Food Seafood House, International Airport in Anchorage. 5372 Happy Ending Saloon in Skagway. 5442 the Sitka Hotel in Sitka. 5457 McKinley Chalet Resort in Denali. 5642 Sockeye Saloon. This is in Bristol Bay. 5707 the Alaska Lodge in Anchorage. 1378 the Alaskan Hotel in Juneau. 600 Chart Room. This is the city of Kodiak. 5492 Denali Princess Wilderness Lodge in Denali Borough. 4555 Main Street Tap and Grill on the Kenai Spur Highway in Kenai. 1287 the Talkeetna Inn in Talkeetna Borough. 591 is Westmark Inn in Skagway. This is in the municipality of Skagway. That ends the tourism. I'll entertain a motion.
Chair,
yes.
I think number 30 got lost in your summary. I didn't hear you mention.
License 30 or tab?
Tab 63.
Thank you.
Number 30.
How did I ever miss that?
It's just hanging out.
It was
bottom.
Between the two. Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's 5469 Sleeping Lady Airport Lounge in International Airport in Anchorage. Thank you. Okay, that's the group. I need a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
I'll second, but I have a question on this.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I don't see it now, but Duck Inn, and I always recognize restaurants as districts I live. So the Duck Inn is on here for renewal license tourism. But then I saw, and I don't see it now, that they also had a violation in one of the prior years. But I don't see them on this list of renewal application for licenses with notice of violation. But the packet that we were sent, I saw pictures of them there. License wasn't posted properly. Going into the bar, there were pictures. And then the one bartender didn't have the her tap card on hand. And so there was two things that they had. But I don't see them now.
Well, let's ask Carrie.
Do you remember this? Am I just dreaming it? I mean,
are they within that tab 42? Is that what you saw?
Well, I see them now under just the tourism license.
No,
renewals.
In the detail, it's under tab 42. Are they in there?
Now this is just like, you know, regular renewal. But in the packet, and I'm sure I'm not dreaming.
Well, that's what I'm talking
but,
about.
They were listed as a... Just, I mean, not that it was a big deal. I mean, I would still approve it. I'm just saying, how come it's not here under this?
That's a great question.
Sarah, this is Carrie. There's, to be honest, there's nothing that I can recall. I went through a lot of applications, but we are...
I'm losing my mind.
We are looking into this.
Okay, just anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I just looked at it because I looked at Pizza Boys and because it's in my town and Duck Inn in my town. And so I'm like, whoa. And then Michael's, I saw theirs. But so those are three, but Duck Inn somehow is missing.
Well, through the chair, I'm just looking at the application. It lists no NOVs for 2018 and 2019.
The Duck Inn?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it either.
Okay, I'm probably just dreaming. I mean, my God, what's happened to me?
I do recall that as well.
Do you recall it now? I mean, it's just like, what's happening to my brain?
He's just saying that to make you feel good.
Feel better, probably, but I swear, do you still have the...
This is Director Klinkert. I do remember the one you're describing, but I don't remember if it was the Duck Inn, so...
Yeah,
I do remember those images that you were saying. I'll see if we can find it and figure out which one it was. Yeah,
Alaska compliance law thing that had it have it posted properly, and then the one for our server. You find it?
Did you find
it? Yeah, I did actually. It's in the tab XX. It's the alcohol. What is it? Alcohol NOVs January, but the NOV was dated 12/17/19, which was probably after they turned the application in. The renewal, so it's like a time.
So it's in there though.
All right.
Way to go, Glenn. Awesome. I mean,
just
know I wasn't losing my mind. That's all.
So,
thought I saw it.
Would you like to change your vote?
No, I mean, I'm just saying it should really fall under this other, you know, notice of violation thing. I mean, approval, even though they had it. What do we call it? Tourism.
Yeah, the tourism or any license with an NOV is treated separately.
Right. So. That's all I'm saying.
So, do you need some time?
Or? No, okay. Good. I'm just glad that Glenn found it. So I'm not
thank
crazy.
You. Glenn, thank you.
Well, all I'm saying is we should really do make it proper and move it tonight. To the front section on the thing. Doesn't that come up next? You know, restaurants with notices of
that we already been there. That was tourism licenses with NOVs.
Oh, but they weren't in there.
No. Right,
it came too late.
Fine.
Through the chair. Yeah, I think this is a fascinating timing puzzle with it. Yeah,
got it.
Unintentional.
Yeah. No. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you both. I have a motion which I would like to vote on. Anyone opposed to approving these? Seeing and hearing none, motion is carried. Now I want the record to indicate it was me who read through all these. Okay, rec site licenses. And this, too, is a group that we like to take out of the norm and just look at. And these are 1789. This is Mitchell Raceway. It's a Fairbanks recreational site. And 4850 is the Arctic Valley Ski Area.
That's the correct license.
Again, it's a rec site license, this in Anchorage. I need a motion to approve these.
Motion to approve.
Thank you. And a second.
Second.
Thank you. Discussion? Anyone opposed? Motion is carried. Okay. Now we have renewal application for licenses. NOVs, and these are just regular licenses with NOVs, everything's cool. Any that you would like me to pull before I go through all this?
That was the one that got massive.
Oh, so we were shot down.
Was that a yes?
Got it.
Any licenses on this next group that you would like me to pull? Otherwise, we'll treat it like a consent agenda. None? Okay, here we go. Palmer Ale House is 119 Palmer City Ale House, 5638 Palmer City Ale House. First isn't, both of those are in Palmer. 5716 Palmer City Ale House, again in Palmer. This is beverage dispensary and two duplicates. Holland America Line. It's the 49 Volan Dam, the 459 O Ure Dam, and the 4591 Nord Dam. These are common carrier licenses. 57 is the American Legion Post 17. This is a club in Kodiak. 96 is Basin Liquor. This is a package store in Glen Allen. 169 is Brown Jug in Burgaw, package store in Anchorage. 703, Gavore's Fine Wine and Fairbanks, package store. 1155, Tony's Bar in Kodiak, beverage dispensary license. 1405 is the Dillingham Liquor Store. This is a package store in Dillingham. 1767 is the Gold Star Keg King. This is a package store in Fairbanks, North Starboro. The Pizza Studio is 2267. It's a beverage dispensary in Anchorage. 2683 is Gateway Liquor. It's a food mart. It's a package store in Seward. 3080, American Legion Post 18. It's a club in Nanilchik. 3173, Club Soda. This is a Fairbanks beverage dispensary license. 3442, Kloak Liquor Store. It's a package store, community store in Kloak. And 53520 is Fritz Creek General Store, package store in Homer. 4758, Turkey Red, restaurant, eating place, public convenience in Palmer. 4923, South Restaurant and Coffee House, beverage dispensary in Anchorage. 5439, Bleeding Heart Brewery. It's a brewery in Palmer. 5450, Denny's of Anchorage, restaurant, eating place. 2773, City Lighthouse Liquor Store, City of Ketchikan Package Store. 5177 is Pizza Boys. This is City of Soldotna Restaurant Eating Place. 3890 is the Red Robin. It's beverage dispensary license in Wasilla. 2592 is package store, Red Diamond Liquor Barn. It's in the Kenai Borough Peninsula. Kenai Peninsula Borough. 4535 is TJ Seggy's. This is a package store on the Sterling Highway in the Kenai Peninsula Borough. 4948 is Walmart Supercenter in Municipality of Anchorage on DeBar Road. That completes the consent agenda.
Good job.
That completes my good job on the consent agenda.
All right, motion to approve.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Anyone opposed? Seeing and hearing none, motion is carried. Okay. As recently as last audit, it was pointed out that staff could not give final approval on renewals. And so between page 19 and 31, you have a list of all of the renewals that have been submitted. These were without problem. They have passed inspection of staff, and we are being asked now to approve. So as a group, I will entertain a motion that the delegated consent agenda under tab 103 be approved.
Motion to approve.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion on this? Let's vote. Anyone opposed? Seeing and hearing none, this motion is carried. Okay, once again, because we are on the record as holding this meeting over 2 days, I would like to adjourn now, reconvene at 9 o'clock tomorrow, at which point we will cover proposed regulations, executive session for Gold Creek and for Steve's Sports Bar, and anything else you guys can think of overnight. Anything? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're adjourned for the moment. Thank you. Thank you.